It's showtime.
Hey, welcome to Did You Watch Survivor Last Night? It's a podcast about reality television and friendship in which I ask my best friend, Thomas Powell, if he did indeed watch a certain reality show last night. My name is Jake Shadell. Hey, Thomas, how are you today?
Doing all right, Jake.
That's good to hear.
I'm excited for this episode.
Why? Why specifically episode?
We'll get to that. I think you'll know once we get to it.
Okay, now I'm excited, because I mean, it seemed like a pretty standard episode.
It was a good episode, but yeah.
It was, yeah. Like I said last week, like, it's finally starting to feel like what it became.
Yeah, the last two episodes, exciting. Like, the end game is very clear. Like, we're really, that's what we're heading towards.
Definitely. What show are we talking about? Well, that would be Survivor Borneo. So, Thomas, I've got to ask you, did you watch Survivor Borneo last night?
Jake, I'm happy to report that I did, in fact, watch Survivor Borneo.
Fantastic. This episode was called Death of an Alliance. And this episode
aired on
August... Yes, very good. And because earlier there was a crack in the Alliance, now Death of an Alliance. Although, I feel like the Alliance still stuck together throughout this one. They got the one person who wasn't an official part of the Alliance out. It's like, the Alliance didn't die until the following episode. But, you know, I don't know. The episode aired August 16th, 2000, which was 18 years and 10 days ago. I would have been 9 years old on that date. How old were you on August 16th, 2000, Thomas?
Jake, let me tell you.
All the season, you've been 8 years old when I was
9 years old. I was happily 9 years old. My birthday was the day before that. Man, what was I doing on my 9th birthday? That's what I wonder. I wonder what I did for my birthday party that year.
I'm trying to remember. I don't know.
I think when I turned 8, I had a Scooby-Doo themed birthday party.
Very good.
But I'm trying to remember what I followed that up with. I don't
know. How old are you?
We probably went to like AJ's or something. I don't know.
Oh, AJ's is so good.
And it's Craig's good. Cruisers? I was going to say, it's good, but it's not Craig's Cruisers.
When you said AJ's, my brain thought Craig's Cruisers, so yeah. I got really excited.
AJ's is just Craig's Cruisers, but with no laser tag.
Yeah, and also the water is bad. I was home recently.
Oh, yeah, that water's fine.
And I drove past
it.
Why? 20, 30 years in, they're still doing that weird blue water fountain thing.
Like, you know what I miss?
Clear water.
I miss the mini golf course that was on the Bell Line over by like Family Fair. Do you remember when that was there?
Yes.
I remember going there a lot.
Me too. That was such a good little thing to do. And then they tore it down so like a restaurant could have a parking lot.
I was gonna say, didn't they replace it? Isn't that where like the Score is now? A cool place. Yeah. What you drinking there, Jake?
Oh, I got a little. This is a bottle check right here. I got a little Uptime for my parched mouth.
I got
some energy because I was up till like 5 a.m. last night.
Sure. I am drinking a Gatorade Frost.
Good choice.
Yeah, it's good.
That's the one that looks like but does not taste like cum, right?
No, that's the white cherry one. I've got one of the purple ones. I've got Icy Charge.
Oh, sure, it looks like Princess cum.
Yeah, that's what, all know.
Yeah, that's very good. Looks tasty.
I would know that, too, because I was in Minneapolis not too long ago, so.
And they gave you some to sample.
I'm an expert. You go to Paisley Park, they give you some of Prince's cum.
Yeah. Like, this is the communion here.
The flavor is Icy Charge, I think that's what you're asking me. Which I believe is also what Prince referred to his ejaculate as.
It got gross real quick this week. Prince's cum is not gross. Let's just say that. Right off. Everybody else's cum is gross, but not Prince's.
It's funny, I think last year around Valentine's Day this year around Valentine's Day was the first, I don't know, when did Prince die? Did he die in 2017 or
2016?
Okay, never mind. So it's been two Valentine's Day now where I've been sad because my favorite tweet I had done for a while was just sad spending another Valentine's Day alone not being fucked by Prince. And I did this while he was alive, and now it just makes me sad every Valentine's Day for a different reason.
I feel like you should still be retweeting that every Valentine's
Day. Oh, I do.
Yeah, it's good. Last week's episode received about 28 million viewers. Do you think it went up or down in this penultimate episode?
It definitely went up.
Yep. Not by a ton. It's up to 28.67 million viewers.
Yeah,
now.
They're starting to hit kind of, you know, they're starting to plateau a little bit. I think the finale will probably jump up because I think you'll get people that weren't watching at all, but...
What do you think the finale numbers are going to be?
I
you haven't looked it up already.
I'm going to say I bet it's over 30 million.
Okay.
I'm going to say like 35.
35 million, you think? Okay. Mm-hmm. This is the off-season, so we're not officially doing points, but I'll write that down, and if you win, if you get it right, I'll give you an extra point for next season.
Okay.
Okay, so we start
off... I feel
off
like you only made this offer because you already know the answer, and you know
that
I'm wrong.
Yeah, I did. I know you're wrong, we start off at camp. Rich looks back on the game and talks about how the tribes didn't actually matter. Sue says at this point the game is just five people hanging out. I like that. But she is clearly lying. This has been discussed at length, I'm sure, over the last 18 years. But how do you think this season would have played out if Rich and Sue had ended up on opposite tribes? Like, do you think Rich would still have the same relationship with, like, say, Colleen or somebody? Or Sue would have the same relationship with, like, Jervis or Greg or someone? Or do you think they just, like, were perfect for each other? You know what I mean?
You know, I think this season... Yeah, I think they probably still would have allied together. Maybe they would have had a stronger alliance, I don't know, from not being around each other for too long.
And then they came together at the end.
I just feel like they have relatively compatible personalities versus, mm-hmm. like... I mean, I don't think Sue... I mean, like, the people that Sue didn't like, I don't think that she was gonna... Or not necessarily didn't like, but didn't really want to play with. Like, I don't think that would have changed from her being around them longer.
True. Yeah, I feel like they just latched onto each other because they were, like, the two people who saw the end game at the beginning.
Yep.
And I just wonder how much of... I'm sure they've been... interviewed and talked about that a lot, but...
The biggest question of them not being on the same tribe is, does one of them get voted off?
Yeah, and I think they're both good enough players that they wouldn't so early. Like, I think they're the two strongest social players throughout the season.
I would agree.
And there's a reason they both got to the Final Four. Rudy says his word is good. Kelly says Rich is a smart guy. He's very tricky. I don't trust him. Rich goes around to everyone in camp and tells them exactly what they want to hear. Smart. Sue accuses Kelly of leaving the alliance, but Kelly says that she was just pretending, so it looked like there wasn't an alliance. Clearly lying, and everyone knows it. Later, Sue gets stung by a stingray.
That's the second fun. Time this has apparently happened. It seems like it sucks.
Yeah. I was going to say, is that the one you pee on? But no, that's...
No, that's jellyfish, and I think jellyfish. That's also, like, not a thing that you actually do.
Well, it's been in enough pop culture that it is science now.
No, that's true.
So...
Yeah, science is a lot like linguistics, where, like, you know, popular use... is very important to it.
Yeah, popular use dictates the continuation of...
Yeah, it's like, well, this is a fact now because enough people think it. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, it's a fact now that if you hold the palm of your hand up to your face and it's bigger than your face, then you're gay.
Yep.
Yeah, this is a similar... Yeah, I've done a lot of research in that field, in the field of Hertz... The field of Hertz donuts.
If you only have your right ear pierced, you're gay.
Yeah, or... wait, Jake, I'm going to do something that is not at all going to translate to...
Okay, I'll narrate. Oh, he did the finger thing where you look down...
Oh, you looked,
and you
I got a punchy.
That's very funny. I love... Do kids still do that, or was that just of our time?
I feel like maybe
like,
that's...
Like, did our parents do that when they were kids?
Some of it, I'm sure, is timeless. You know the one thing that will always be timeless? The fucking Super S.
Yes. Yes, the MSU Spartan S. That's how I always thought of it.
Yeah, I guess I did too, but it apparently has a broader reach
universal
than that.
Yeah. I never learned how to do that until I was, like, well into adulthood.
And at that point...
At that point, it's like, what use does this have?
Yeah, you don't need to then.
I still don't know that I can do
when
it.
When I became a man, I put aside childish things like the Super S.
Okay, so Rich says he cares very little about all these people. Everybody talks about how they are ready to go home. And then it's time for the reward challenge. Remember the mud volcano from, like, episode 1? It's back!
I do.
They gotta transport as much of the mud from the volcano into a bucket, using only their body to transport the mud.
Jake, what great reward are they playing for by doing this?
Well, let me tell you.
Surely it must be worth it to be doing something like this.
The reward is... You get to hang out with Jeff Probst and drink specifically Bud Light and watch the first 5 minutes of episode 1 of Survivor.
That's the thing where it goes from, like, good to okay to, like, why?
Yeah.
It's like, Jeff Probst, I like that. Bud Light, you know, I mean,
sure.
Not my first choice, but I'm sure I haven't had a beer and could use one. And then watch the first 5 minutes, like, of the show that I'm gonna watch when I get off the island. Like, what?
Like, of the stuff that happened to me 3 weeks ago?
How is that? I don't even get to see any of that. I just get to see, like, the beginning where it's like, we're in Borneo, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so they play the challenge. They do the challenge, but then they play, like, that weird early 2000s techno again.
Yes!
Which I am never going to get used to.
Oh, it feels so weird.
It does. Like, I know we talked about it last time, they use this music, but it's like... I'm so glad that they finally started using music that was, like, local to wherever they were shooting.
Well, it's funny.
It just fits so much better.
It's funny because they have, like, they do use, like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
most
except
of,
for the mud volcano.
I was going to say, most of the time, but then for some reason, the editors thought this was a good idea.
It's like, do you think that was a conscious decision to use this weird techno music only the mud volcano?
Yeah, it was a callback.
It felt like it. It definitely felt like it. But do you think that the editors at the time were like, people will get this?
I wish I knew.
I know. If I ever meet an editor for this season of the show,
maybe
there
was just like
question.
One editor that really, like, everyone else, like, someone else.
It's like
else
his nephew's band or something.
Like, yeah, like someone else on the team was like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, we kind of need to have this to, like, actually fit the theme. And it's like, come on, man, I gotta have this in here.
Yeah.
Fine. So
I promised my sister I would put her daughter, you get it.
Yeah.
Okay, so Kelly wins and then hugs Jeff. That's great. Back at camp, Sean believes that the mud rekindled some friendships. Great, because people were fighting earlier. Jeff and Kelly then go to a bar called Survivor Bar. Did you notice that?
Not even trying. They could have called it Survivor Barneo.
It was just a big neon sign in, like, green and pink. It said Survivor in green and Bar in pink. And it looked so tacky.
Just a poor effort.
I really want that sign, though.
I would like that sign.
If somebody can get me that sign, DM me. I'll give you my address. Also, Kelly was blindfolded. What the fuck is this reward? So Kelly...
Jeff, like, were you followed?
Jeff takes the blindfolds off Kelly, and then goes up to the bar and orders two Buds, which is not the same as Bud Light, so what's the fucking deal,
Jeff?
Yeah,
come on. A Budweiser for me, and a Budweiser for the lady.
He kept calling her my friend, which was weird.
You're not my friend, you're a client.
At this point in my notes, I wrote, this feels weird, and I don't know what specifically was happening as I wrote that.
Jeff Probst was ready to hit on whoever came through that door.
Oh, I'm sure.
He was single at this point, wasn't he?
I believe so, yeah. So he was like, oh, cool.
Or at least he wasn't married. Yeah, he was like, all right, play in the field.
There's a rumor that Kelly was giving blowjobs to one of the cameramen, and that's why she got so far, supposedly.
I mean, how would that work, though?
You know, I heard that, and I was like, I have a lot of questions. I don't know. Production is magic. But I'm sure that Jeff heard that rumor and was like, tight, I'm going to take her on this date reward.
Yeah, there was, I know there was somebody that had, didn't somebody file a lawsuit against them for the first season?
Yeah, I think that was Stacy. She filed a lawsuit against them saying that, like, producers convinced people to vote for her over Rudy.
Which I believe.
Yeah, they settled that out of court.
Good for her.
Yep. Then the Jeff Probst, the host of the show, asks the bartender if he can use the TV to show his friend something.
Oh my god.
Like, I get what they're going
for. I know, but I really was like, he's
gonna
put porn on.
Hey, this is what it looks like when I fuck. Do you want to do that? Jeffrey.
Pretty impressive, right?
That's my penis.
Wouldn't be the first time that he's sent some sort of image of his penis to someone.
That's true. Not even the first time to a Survivor contestant. He dated a contestant later for like a good while. So then they just replay the first 5 minutes of the show. And then the bar cheers when Kelly pops up on screen. So that's fun.
Who else was in the bar? That was just people?
Who else was in the bar?
Was it for other production?
Locals.
Yeah.
I assume it was a bunch of locals. But it's like, I don't know. The fiction of this show is like they're on a deserted island, but then sometimes they just like go into town and
watch
something at
stuff.
A bar.
Yeah, sometimes there's stuff to do.
It's like, hey, we're going to go to the movies for this one. What? There's a movie theater? There was a
Survivor theater.
Do you remember Gulliver's Travels, the Jack Black movie?
Yes, and I do remember you telling me that there was a reward where they got to see Gulliver's Travels, the Jack Black
movie. Before it came out.
What a fucking terrible...
They promoted it like they were going to be so excited for it. And everyone was just like, this is fine.
Okay.
This show is amazing.
It's right up there with the fucking Steak Authority.
The Steak Authority is in charge now. Yeah. Jet Black couldn't cut it anymore. Now the Steak Authority is in charge.
Oh my god. Yeah, that... What are some of the dumbest rewards that we've seen? Definitely
that. I
mean,
other than that...
This one might be the dumbest one I've ever seen.
Oh, it's up there. That's definitely.
Like, I would legitimately rather go see Gulliver's... At least you're killing some time with Gulliver's Travels. It's not... You get to see the first 5 minutes of Gulliver's Travels, and also you were in Gulliver's Travels, so you were there for the entire production.
I wish the reward had been...
Like, if it was like Jack Black was a contestant, and it was like, Jack, we're gonna get you a sneak peek at the first 5 minutes of, I don't know, the Goosebumps movie or whatever that you were in.
And he's like, yeah, I mean, I've been watching it as we've been shooting.
Yeah,
I think
like,
I got a pretty good idea of what it looks like.
I mean, I
director and I are good friends. He's been showing me stuff.
I've read the script, you know, I mean, I read the script and I acted in all the scenes I was in, which was most of them.
Yeah. You mean you're going to, like, show me the opening title sequence? I mean, sure, but, like, I don't need to see that.
There's a hard cutoff. Like, it doesn't... They don't even, like, pick a certain spot to leave off. It's just, like, mid-something happening.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Jack Black, and this is Goose.
All right, that's your 5 minutes.
All right, back to camp now. It's not beyond possibility that Jack Black could be in Survivor in the future. Because his friend Mike White is.
That's a good point.
And I assume they're still very good friends. Because that they made a movie together 15 years ago.
So, okay, so the idea of blood versus water was that it was people that were, like, related and groups of people that were friends, right?
No. Blood versus water, the first blood versus water season took, I think, 9 previous contestants, and then the other 9 contestants were their loved ones. So, nobody on either...
What is the water in this metaphor, then?
We've talked about this before. The water is just the friendships you make.
That doesn't make any sense.
Look, the next season's called David versus Goliath. There was a season called Triple H. Like, the theme does not matter. It's like
I think you're. I was gonna say you're underselling it. That was our better rebrand. What was the exact title? It was like Healers, Heroes, and
Heroes, Hustlers.
Yeah, it was like those 3 things that you always think of together.
Yep. They were like, look, we were going to get Triple H to host this season, but he had to back out at the last minute.
It's such
too late to change the theme, though.
Triple H just, like, comes up and, like, spits the water out and then just pedigrees Jeff Probst. He's like, I'm hosting this now.
Who spit water out like Triple H at a recent event, wrestling event? Probably somebody. I just remember being like, hey, that's Triple H's thing. Also, speaking of wrestling corner.
Yay!
Have you ever seen anything from freelance wrestling?
I haven't watched it. I was just reading something about them not too long ago. Aren't they on Amazon or something like that?
No, they're on powerbomb.tv.
I was going to say, that's something else. No, freelance wrestling might be the thing that somebody that I'm like Twitter-ish friends with was involved with. And might still be involved with booking for. Because are they based out of Chicago?
Yeah.
Is that the one that Mustafa Ali wrestled for a while?
Maybe. I just went to their show on Friday night, and it was fucking wild. It was so fun.
Yeah, I've heard good things about that promotion. I'm going to double check really quick.
There was a tag match where one of the tag teams was called Beauty and the Beast. And the Beauty was just like a... very self-obsessed guy who carried a handheld mirror around, and then the other one was the Beast, and he had like a fur vest on, but he was like very, very small, so that's funny. And at one point the heel tag team pulled a box out from under the ring and pulled out the baby from Dinosaurs, which apparently the Beast from Beauty and the Beast like owned, like it was his son or something. And then they started beating up on this stuffed animal, and the whole crowd got so mad. It was so fun. Wrestling is good,
okay. Yep,
actually.
It was. I believe it was for freelance. That do you follow Maxwell Bombach? It's at Maxwell RBR on Twitter.
No,
He's good.
That wrestling podcast, though, right?
He is. Yeah, he's good. You should follow him. But
okay.
Yeah, he was booking for them for a little while.
Okay. I met one of the wrestlers at the ATM, and I was like, hey, you're really good out there. And he was like, thanks, this is the first show I've done with these guys. My roommate books everything for me. She's a wrestler for Impact. And I was like, oh, okay.
Oh, all right.
That's cool. He said his card wasn't working because it was an Australian card, and I was like, that seems weird. And then I got my money and left. Like, good chat, brah. That's what I said to him.
Yeah, see you later, brah.
So that ends wrestling chat. Go look up freelance wrestling. It's a good time. Wrestling Corner. What is the segment called?
The squared circle. The squared circle corner.
There we go. When Kelly gets back to camp, she and Sue patch things up in a talking head. Kelly passionately explains, I deserve to get to the 4 and then the 3. And Sue said she's not going to let me, but it's the other way around. I'm not going to let her.
Whoa.
Fucking great. I love this show. I really like how this season has been, like, building these final 4 since the very beginning. Like, they're clearly the main characters in this season. And it made me think about last season, Ghost Island, how everybody was like, it was only about the final three. It was only about Laurel and Wendell and Dominic, and how Laurel like couldn't pull the trigger on Dominic until the very, very end. But it's like, this is what season one was all about, too. It was all about the final four, just as every season is. It's just good. They did a really good job of building up all these characters and, you know, all their motivations and everything. Speaking of people who are still on the show, Sean says at this point he's finally in it to win it. What is taking these people so long to realize they should try to win the game? It's like Greg came back. They pick up Tree Mail. Oh my god. Remember this? They pick up Tree Mail,
yeah.
And it's a camera. There's a note on the camera that says it was the only thing found when Jeff Probst went missing. And then they watch on the camera Jeff Probst do a Blair Witch Project parody because the year was 2000. Okay. They're having a lot of fun making this show.
Just a whole lot of fun.
Okay. At the Immunity Challenge, they have to collect 5 masks and answer the question about local folklore and record their answers on camera that they carry with them. So then Jeff tells them some folklore stories, and then they run through the forest and record their answers. Rudy reads the question, thinks for a couple seconds, and then says, "I don't know," every single time.
Yep.
I love Rudy. He's very good.
He can't not be him.
That's true. He's very on brand all the time, and I like that. So Kelly wins again. Good for her. Probably because she's sucking all those dicks. So they give her a...
Yeah, that definitely was. I mean, in that one, I guess they could have fed her the answers in advance, but still, like...
True.
For most of them, like, you can't interfere in the challenges and stuff like that. Like, there's not anything you could do to help her.
True. True. Back at camp, Kelly, Sue, and Rich discuss who to vote for between Sean and Rudy, but in a talking head, Kelly says she's voting for either Rich or Sue. Kelly is swinging. Okay, let's talk about these wildlife shots, eh?
Yeah.
Eh? Eh? A snake. Oh, yeah. We got a snake, we got a crab, we got some ants, we got a yellow crate. It's that one that fucking Rich was talking about in an earlier episode, I think.
What, like a banded sea crate or whatever?
Yeah, but the yellow one. Because the banded sea crate is white and black, and this one is black and yellow. Black and yellow, black and yellow.
This is the Wiz Khalifa sea crate.
Well, looking up this week's wildlife shots, I found a website called Elite Inverts, which is a URL I don't like very much. Elite Invert sounds like a Reddit, but
yeah, it does.
It sounds like
a professional gaming team where like one of them like got caught saying the N-word on a stream.
Oh, so it's any online gaming group.
So like pretty much any professional gamer.
Yeah, it's about Gamergate. Okay. Games criticism, you get it. The old joke. So there's a green crested lizard. It's a bright green, but it can turn dark brown when it's threatened. Its body is on average 5 inches long, but if you include the tail, it's on average almost 2 feet long. That's fun. That's a fun fact. It can be found in forests and parks in rural areas, and that's the green crested lizard. That's it.
Exciting.
I learned a lot of facts about it. Yeah. You know, sometimes wildlife shots, there's like a million facts. It's like, look at all this shit about whales. Books have been written about this whale. And then sometimes it's a lizard with a really long tail, and you're like,
or it's
it lives
like,
in the forest.
Tail's long, what the fuck else do you want?
Yeah. It's got 4 legs, it's got weird eyes, it's got a long tail. It's a lizard. Shut the fuck up. Wikipedia's gotten mean recently. Probably because not enough people were donating.
Yeah, that's probably what it was.
Donate to your local Wikipedia. Okay.
People should actually donate to Wikipedia. I'm actually very glad that it's not, like privately owned, basically.
Definitely. I agree. So at Tribal Council, Kelly thinks that she would be gone if she didn't have immunity tonight. I just love this show. Like, I think the introduction of immunity adds so much to the game. It's so good. It's like, you come up with this plan, and then you get, like, they got immunity, so you can't vote for them, so you gotta come up with another plan in a short period of time. It's just very good, and I like it a lot. That's all I'm saying. Survivor, good show. A+. Well, B. It's a lot of improvements I would make. Like, for one...
I mean, a lot of improvements. I'd give it an A just in terms of, like, the they clearly had something, and I think they did enough with the first season to really, like, set the stage for what the other stuff that they were doing.
You're giving the season, this one, season one, an A overall.
Oh, you were talking about this episode?
I was saying of the show overall.
As a concept,
there are some solid, things that I'm like...
Solid B+.
B+. Okay. I think I can agree with that. I would say, to bump it up to an A-, probably more Mud Volcano techno music as much as possible.
Yeah, we need more of that. They gotta bring back...
I don't want to hear the dialogue. I just want to hear that weird techno.
Yeah, techno, and I want it to just be played over Jeff riding around on a Jeff ski.
Yeah. And then occasionally cut in Keith on his tuk-tuk.
Yes, I like that too.
Rudy says that after this game, he will shake Rich's hand and then never see him again. Jeff refers back to something Sue said earlier in the game, that it was going to be Midwest values versus corporate attitude, so which one has won? And Sue says, the original Survivor diplomat says, it's not over yet, so we can't say who's won out, eh? Sue
good
is
point.
Fantastic. She's
ain't
so
over,
good.
Ain't over till it's over.
Yep. So they go vote. Sue gets the first vote, and then Sean gets the following four votes. So it's down to the final four that we knew it was going to be. And then next week is the finale. The first ever Survivor finale. I'm so excited. Is it... I wonder if it's 2 hours long. Probably.
Wouldn't surprise me.
I got a lot to do. I got two people to vote out. And only 1 hour or so. Okay, do you want to hear about the challenge?
Yeah, sure. I heard there was elimination.
Final reckoning. There was. Tori and Derek went into elimination. They were voted in because everybody threw their burn votes on them. Because, you know, who you vote for is revealed later. And then the person you voted in gets to decide between the people who vote. So they choose Sylvia and Joss to go up against, but they lose. And then there's another challenge. They have to solve some puzzles and then crawl through some dirt. It's great. Cam and Kaylee won. And then Cam... This is a good episode to watch just to see Cam work. She announces to the whole house that she is voting for either Brad and Kyle or Sylvia and Joss. And the whole house freaks out because they're trying to figure out if she's bluffing or not. And then a few teams come up with a plan to vote for each other, hoping to avoid too many votes against them or something. So then they all vote. And it is revealed that Angela and Faith received the most votes, and the teams that voted for them were Devon and Jose, and Cam and Kaylee. Cam and Kaylee are immune. So good. So well done. Perfectly executed. But then TJ tells them that Devon and Jose aren't going into an elimination against the other team, Angela and Faith, because this is a mercenaries elimination. And then Hunter and Ashley come out, who are not technically in the game. But pretty soon, they could be. So that's the challenge, Final Reckoning, the end. What'd you think?
Yeah, sure.
Yep, that's how I felt, too. Okay, hashtag reboot next. Let's make it happen.
I am against rebooting shows unless the shows weren't good to begin with, in which case, go ahead. It's like Fuller House. Like, am I going to be mad that they brought that back? It was never good to begin with. What's there to ruin?
True. Yeah, watching that and then thinking back to the original, you're like, oh yeah, wait, that wasn't good. I was just a child.
Yeah, that's the thing, is like, if you watch Fuller House and you're like, this sucks, it's like, yeah, maybe you should think about, like, go back and watch Full House. They're the same show,
it's
basically.
It's the same thing, yeah. They just reused the scripts, but every time they... use somebody's age, they just added 30 to whatever number.
Yeah.
Did you see the Girl Meets World at all?
No, I didn't. I heard it was quite bad.
Most of it was bad, but every once in a while there was a really good episode. I think they just waited not long enough to reboot that show. But it would have been really good if they could have made it work. You know, if that show had been good, it would have been really good.
You could say that about a lot of shows, but say that about any show.
Heroes, Kyle XY, ugh.
Man, if Kyle XY was good, it would have been good.
You're telling me. Lost? Man. How long until they reboot Lost? Or continue Lost?
Not long enough.
I'd say within 10 years, probably.
I hope they never do it.
2010, right?
They should never do it. It would be a terrible idea.
Oh, yeah, but you know they're going to.
Yeah, probably.
The island's still there, baby. Okay. So Reboot Next is the new hashtag. And we're going to make this one happen. Straight up. Follow us on Twitter. Have we talked about SummerSlam yet? When was that? Last weekend?
Yeah.
Let's talk about it after we're done recording. Our show's Twitter, DYWSLN. My Twitter is Jake Scheidel. Thomas, what's your Twitter handle?
Tom, not Tom.
Okay. View us on iTunes. Send this to your friends. We've got one more episode of Survivor Borneo, which I'm sure we will talk at length about. And then it'll be our 150th episode, which means we're going to go through some episode titles.
Talking about titles.
We're going to... Oh, no. For our 150th, that'll be the weekend that I'm in town for that wedding. Do you want to do a fuck-around episode and just do a simulated season?
Yeah, we should do that.
I've been thinking about that since the last one we did, and they're just so fun.
I really enjoy doing it.
We've got to come up with a good theme, though, so let's...
Yeah, it's going to be really hard. Really, really hard to top Brain's beauty. Braun!
Braun! I mean, we could do it again.
I'm always happy to have Braun Strowman on Survivor.
Monster in the Bank. What if Braun Strowman did come on Survivor, but he brought the briefcase with him? And then they need to invent a Money in the Bank style item for Survivor that somebody can cash in at any time to take someone's immunity.
That'd be cool.
That'd be very good. Survivor, great show. Wrestling, also very good. Okay, well, have a great summer.
Deuces. The day we sweat out on the streets of a runaway American dream. At night we ride through mansions of glory and suicide machines. Spun from cages on Highway 9, home wheel fuel injected iron. Stepping out over the line, baby, this town rips the bones from your back. It's a death trap, it's a suicide rap. I wanna get out while I'm still young. There's tramps like us, baby, we were born to run. Well, when did you let me in? I wanna be your friend. I wanna guard your dreams and visions. Just wrap your legs around these velvet rims. Strap your hands across my engine. And together we could break this trap. We'll run till we drop, and baby, we'll never go back. Walk with me out on the wire. Girl, I'm just a scared and lonely rider, and I gotta know how it feels. I wanna know if love is wild. I wanna know if love is real.
beyond the palace, Hemi power drones scream down the boulevard. A girl's comb her hair in rear view mirrors. A boy's try to look so hard. The amusement park rises bold and stark. Kids are huddled on the beach in the mist. Well, I wanna die with you, Wendy, on the streets tonight, in an everlasting kiss. Well, a highway's jammed with broken heroes on a last chance power drive. Everybody's out on the run tonight, but there ain't no place left to hide. And together we could live with sadness. I'll love you with all the madness in my soul. Someday, baby, I don't know when we're gonna get to that place that we really wanna go. And
you recording?
I am.
All right. I don't feel like that was really a bit that go.
Yeah, that's really something. It's a little treat for the listeners right there.
So you like your new computer?
Peek behind the curtain.
Just what we talk about here. What we start
Just talking. You know, this is a tech podcast. We're just talking, chopping it up about specs.
Talking tech today. What do you think of technology? Pretty good, right?
I don't know. I think I'm against it.
Oh, really? Have you heard of wheels? The first technology.
You got me there.
Yeah, can't go wrong with that. You need four of them to go? That's called a car. Welcome to TechCast. This is a podcast about technology.
Like that you can do that intro better than the intro for the actual podcast that
Straight off the dome, my man. You know?
Yeah, just improv.
Just improv.
I apologize for not yes-anding that premise.
You can just call me, Chris Farley.
Yeah, there you go.
Call me Chris Rock. Call me Christopher Columbus, Harry Potter.
The Christmas movie director.
Yeah, I like all those Christmas movies. Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Harry Potter and... What's the second one called?
That's the nice thing about the Predator.